Hey guys, it's Shipwreck. It is Wednesday morning, and I just woke up, and we got a lot of stuff to do today. In addition to our big party tonight at the Golden Gopher, everybody should come check it out. But I figured I would do this quick audio boo on some of the stuff that I saw or played yesterday, because the AT&T networks suck out here in LA, and it's hard to get stuff to post from the floor, and so your phones run down really quick. So we'll try to get coverage going out today as we see stuff, but it might have to wait until the following morning like this. But yesterday, the first day the floor was open, first thing I went and did was go check out Bulletstorm, because I didn't actually, they weren't setting up appointments for that, so I wanted to make sure that I got that in pretty early, because that was one of my most anticipated games of the show. And I got to play it, went to a little closed room they had there and played probably about 15, 20 minutes of Bulletstorm. And if you don't know what that game is, it's all about, it's a first-person shooter where you just shoot people and try to rack up as many points as possible by killing them in interesting ways. And it definitely is going in the direction that I want it to go in from what I played, but it was a little bit limited at the moment because I think there was only two guns, and then there was only like a couple different grenades, and it was really hard to get the feel for the audio because they didn't realize how loud it was going to be in that room. So they thought we were going to have headphones, but we didn't. So we just had little computer type speakers, and you really couldn't hear any of the prompts on where you were supposed to go or anything. So it kind of felt, the visuals and the level layout kind of felt like a Gears of War outdoor level where it's kind of like a hedge maze of sorts going through there. But the actual combat's a lot of fun. I mean, they definitely want you to get a headshot. Build upon that, shoot a guy in the cr another guy in a crotch, make him drop to his knees, and then get another headshot, and then you have like this whip thing that you can tether people and pull them towards you, and that pops them up in the air, puts them in slow motion, so you can, as they're coming towards you can shoot them, and then when they get to you can kick them back up into the air, and then attach like a grenade that goes wraps around them like with a chain around their body, and then wait until they get next to their buddies, and then detonate that grenade and get all kinds of. There's like a bunch of possibilities. So if they can make it so there's a lot of variety throughout like an entire game, because it is a single player story driven game, there are online components, but they wouldn't extrapolate on that at all. But so that was Bulletstorm. I'm still very much looking forward to it. So it seems like it's gonna be a lot of fun. After that, I went and checked out Quick Hit Football, which is a free-to-play browser-based game for Mac and PC. Not our typical thing, I know that, but this is the game that got the NFL license. So I was interested in checking to see how they did that and just seeing what it was like. How they got the NFL license was there was, I guess, a bit of a loophole that PC games, EA doesn't have exclusivity over those. So this game did get the NFL license. It, however, does not have the NFL Players Association license. So how that works is you can have up to five NFL players before you need an NFL Players Association license. So they do have five current NFL players. I know Randy Moss and Ray Lewis, definitely. I don't know who the other three are, but yeah, there's also like 100 or so like former classic players, so you can have those on your team too. And the way the game works is you are a manager or a coach of a team, GM manager, and you train your guys, you go out and you select the plays, you earn new plays. It's an RPG for football fans. And you can buy microtransactions and stuff like that. So looked all right. I will check it out when the NFL version of it comes out in September. But more to come later.